BBS softwares were being written and a new hybrid version seemed to pop up every few months. Boards were bursting with users, sometimes as many as 60 people a day per node for your average system. Busy signals were a common problem during this era of BBSing. Many terminal programs now implemented the auto-redial feature, which up until this point hadn't really been necessary when calling a BBS. In early 1995, Netscape began to appear on BBSs with this description: "Graphical Internet Browser makes the World Wide Web easy to navigate." Users downloaded this file and began to spread it about. A few brave souls ventured from the BBS community onto the internet with this new innovative program called an internet browser and came back to tell us all about the wonders they'd encountered in this strange new world. Slowly over the next year, users began to explore this newly discovered alternative to BBSing. The media played up the internet and browser software began to appear left and right. By early 1996, internet providers were calling to BBSers and non-computer users from every computer magazine, newspaper and BBS. By the middle of 1996, the Great Migration, as I like to call it, was beginning to have an effect on the local BBS community. As user activity on the BBSs began to decline, SysOps became discouraged and closed up shop. The number of BBSs began to fall, first a few, then a few more, and finally a landslide. By early 1997, BBSs had dwindled to a mere quarter of their previous number. Street Louis was turning into a BBS ghost town. I had given a lot of thought to the reason for the great decline in BBSing, and here are my conclusions. Beginning in 1995 with the advent of web browsers, internet access became accessible to the average non-technical person. Many left the local BBS for the internet at this time. Then colleges and high schools began to hook their students up to the internet for education, and this turned most of the next BBS generation onto the internet instead of onto the BBS where they were needed to replace those who were leaving it for various other reasons. If you effectively kill off a whole generation of BBS users, then there will be no one left to carry on the legacy. And that is just exactly what we have done to the BBS generation with the internet. Many people defend this as a natural and necessary part of electronic and social evolution, but that implies that the change is for the better. I am not entirely convinced that this is the case with the internet and the BBS. Some proponents of this evolution cite the larger arena of the internet as being superior to the small scale of life on a local BBS. But is bigger really better? Many people are overwhelmed and frightened by the huge vastness of the internet. These same people have probably never even heard of a BBS and have no concept of what a small electronic community can offer in terms of security and order. Is the lack of organization and security on the internet really superior to the safe haven of a BBS? Are the unmoderated discussion groups, cyber sex chats and incessant junk mail bombardments really that much better than the local BBS with its sysops, moderators and filters? I contend that it is not. The local community BBS still has a great deal to offer to the online community. In the great ocean of the internet, we can be islands of tranquility, a safe resort to hide in from the turbulence of cyberspace. However, if the local BBS is to survive into the next century, we will have to do a few things to see that it doesn't disappear into the annals of computer history. The first thing to be done is to increase the public's awareness of the local community BBS.